The message remains that we cannot forget the devastating consequences of nuclear weapon use and testing. Just as the atomic bomb survivors, the Ibakusha, remind us that never again should nuclear weapon be used, we need to also ensure that never again will nuclear testing occur.
We have recently once again witnessed North Korean missile launches. How much of a threat are these missile launches and nuclear arms today?
I think North Korea has been consistently conducting missile launches, sometimes nuclear testing, sometimes missile launch. But I mean, those events are against the different resolution, the UN resolution, the Security Council resolution. North Korea, you know, obviously violates those resolutions and then goes against the international community's will to ban any attempt to develop more nuclear weapons. And this is something that we should all be wary of and then try to seek ways to go into dialogue, more dialogue with the North Korean authorities to see how best we can move towards establishing a situation where this we put in hand to both missile launches and nuclear testing.
Finally, you head the preparatory committee for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. How close are we, 71 years on from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, how close are we today to having this treaty come into effect and to living in a nuclear weapons-free world?
We've commemorated the 20th anniversary of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty opening for signature. 20 years down without a treaty into force, it's not something that was anticipated. As we stand today, we're still very far, one can say, from the entry into force of the CTBT. But we're not losing hope. We're not losing hope because there are different movements from the civil society, from the youth group, youth initiatives, who are all pushing and pushing to establish a dialogue, to establish an educational framework where we can convince the 8 remaining countries to move along with the 183 countries that have ratified the CTBT and the 164 that have ratified the treaty so that we can have the entry into force as effective. We need more ratification. We need the 8 remaining countries to get this treaty as effective as possible, as universal as possible, as legally binding as possible. And this is what we have as hope, and this is what we're all pushing towards.
What are the main challenges you're facing in trying to have these ratifications come through?
Challenges, I would say, look, the organization in Vienna is effective as we stand today. We have an international monitoring system that works. We have an international data center that serves the international community. And we have an on-site inspection mechanism that we've proven to be working since 2014. So we're now ready for the entry into force of the treaty. The challenges remain the leadership and the political ground to get the ratification going and the entry into force effective. We need more public awareness for this treaty, more public awareness for people to know that 20 years ago, an important treaty that was negotiated for more than 4 decades is yet to enter into force. Those are the challenges that the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty faces today.